Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
A coup threat in South Africa linked to fringe political elements, maybe former military personnel, but the details are murky, and the National Joint Operation and Intelligence Structure, I don't know, are they investigating it? What is really going on? It does raise uncomfortable questions about the state of national security, the state of extremism, and potential destabilization. Or is this really just about a failing liberation movement 30 years later who follows the, the playbook of many of movements like this before? To help us make sense of this threat and the broader context, I'm joined by Willem Els. He's a senior training coordinator on terrorism and explosives at the Institute for Security Studies, working within the Transnational Threats and International Crimes Program. Willem, thanks for joining us. Let's start here. How seriously should we take this alleged coup plot?
Well, very good morning to you. Yeah, that is an interesting question because, you know, currently we've got more questions than answers. And also given the time of the revelations by the minister, you know, it begs for a lot of questions. So how serious we should take it for her to come out with this revelation more than a year after this strategy has been approved in Parliament, that was approved last year in March, and only to make these revelations now and come to the open also begs on, creates more questions than answers. And the other fact also there that the minister, not only the minister, but the security, the intelligence fraternity, they do not have an open sort of agenda or a past where they take the country into their confidence when it comes to these things. Yeah, so this is actually strange, but what we know is that the minister played open cards. She didn't reveal a lot, and also the security strategy was only partially sort of shared. It was not declassified as a whole. So that leaves us a little bit in the dark. But what we know is that South Africa doesn't have a history when it comes to coup d'etat. We remember that back in 2001, 2002, with the so-called Boermacht trial that started there. People were charged with high treason, found guilty, etc. And there they wanted to bring off a coup d'etat. But that was normally, in the past, the threat was mainly from your more right-wing areas. And this is the first time that it seems that she implicates that there might be people or groupings within our security fraternity, especially the Defense Force, that might be planning this, she said, but they are monitoring it and they will act as soon as it's necessary. So on the one hand, it brings some confidence back that, if you look at 2021 and the insurrection back then, they were caught completely unaware and off guard. So this time she preempted here and she took the nation into a confidence when she made that revelations. The question is just, do we have the capacity and the means to effectively monitor and also gather further intelligence on these groupings?
What about the latest allegations from Mkhwanazi, the unhappiness from within the SAPS? Does that raise the level of concern?
It does, because remember, the whole country, your police is currently in turmoil. The police, the trust levels in management from the police is at the all-time low. But also we see that the public to 22%.
Right.
So that's just an indication to us that there's a lot of instability, not only in the police but also in the military. If you look at the recent events with our troops being deployed in DRC and what and the aftermath of what happened there. So in as a whole, I think there's a lot of concern about our security establishments.
In terms of the indication as to where this is coming from, does this is there any concern here or any indication that it could be linked to extremist groups on the left, potential Islamists? Because we have had rumblings and some arrests over the last 18 months.
Yeah, of course. If you look at what happened there, South Africa being greylisted by Fatah, but also the citing and the sanctioning of several South Africans by the American government, and also as you mentioned, the recent arrests of Gangat and the ISIS affiliated group that is currently before court, the Sharia court. Guys in Johannesburg, but also the sheikh from Uganda that have been arrested and are on firearm charges. So that just indicates to us that just this happening now in the wake of what happened in KwaZulu-Natal with the so-called rumor case and so on, you know, and also the Delvecchio case that is currently still before court there. So that just gives us an indication that these groups are active, they are very active. The fact that they have been arrested, and there have been some arrests and some cases, is positive, but it also raises a red flag that they are severely active here in South Africa.
Maybe I'm more cynical than I should be, but I often see that these coups or fear of a coup are used politically, maybe to distract, to discredit opponents, to deflect. Is that something for us to be concerned about here?
I think you are right to some extent, because if you look at, as I said, the timing, and also, you know, it's a first for our intelligence fraternity to actually do preemptive measures, take preemptive measures. So we're not used to that. It's an uneasy openness that we are experiencing from them. So that might indicate that they might have an agenda with that. Maybe to restore some trust in the government, maybe to preempt some things, and also to demonstrate that they are on top of things, to disseminate that impression towards the public. But we must also understand, you know, a coup d'etat, there's a certain rules and certain environment that needs to be created in order for a coup to take place. But also, you must have the capacity to do that. So the state of our armed forces at the moment begs the question, do we really have the means within our security forces to effectively bring down a coup, but also manage the coup? Because they might be able to a coup attempt might come, but will they be able to sustain that, or will they then be pushed back? That is the question.
Very, very interesting. Final question for you is what warning signs should we as the public be looking out for?
Well, you know, the minister mentioned the drivers for the insecurity and everything in South Africa, and those drivers were here before the 2021 insurrection and even further back. But we haven't seen any strategy that is effectively addressing these drivers. So those drivers, and that is your of course the corruption is a very big driver. And the saturation levels of the public is just almost full when it comes to the tolerance towards corruption and political the state capture and all of those things that go along with that. So those are some of the things that are concerning. But also your unemployment, all the other drivers that are there, poverty, and so on. You know, those are the things that are drivers for these type of things. And given this, the weakness of the government, that is not what it used to be since the GNU, there was some stabilization. But the decline of your ruling party ever since the last 4 or 5 years is alarming. And that in itself poses some threats for the possibility of these kind of actions.
That is where we leave it, Willem Els. Thank you, as always, Senior Training Coordinator on Terrorism and Explosives for the Transnational Threats and International Crimes Program. That's at the Institute for Security Studies. Give me your thoughts. Are you concerned? Is this something that you are worried about? Let me know, 061-895-1019.